When our children were little, there were times when my wife and I had them wrestled into their car seats and were walking back to our seats to go somewhere, most likely going back home after a long day at Grandma's. And we were frazzled. And as Patty reached for her door, I would stop her and say, "Listen." We were outside of a fairly soundproof car, and it was quiet. We would pause for a moment, take a deep breath, and enter into the chaos of the car once again. That moment was all the peace we got sometimes for a long time. Peace be with you. The second week of Advent is traditionally peace. So what is peace? The dictionary defines peace as freedom from disturbance, tranquility. Standing by the car, the kids inside. Also a state or a period in which there is no war or war has ended. Yet these are not the peace Jesus is talking about. Yes, lack of war and tranquility are partial goals of the Lord, but he is bringing a much better and permanent peace. An analogy. I keep telling people about retirement. I tell them there's this deep, dark secret that nobody who is retired will tell you, but I'll let you all in on it. It's just that it's way better than anybody ever says it is. And so it is with the peace of Christ. It is way better than anyone can say about it or tell you. You have to experience it. God's peace is freedom from sin. The peace that comes only with reconciliation with God, that is offered through God by the graces of the sacrament of reconciliation. The war we wage between ourselves and the evil one, waiting for his chance to pounce, even while waiting in line to meet with a priest, is real. We wonder what to say, how to say it. What do I do? What if I see someone I know? What if I know the priest? What if I don't know the priest? What if? How? Why? And then finally, it is your turn. And when you are done, the weight of the world is lifted. Peace. Peace is available every Saturday morning and through our communal reconciliation on December 21st at 6:30. A little bit of blatant commercialism there for you. This is not just the removal of sin, the removal of guilt. One of the forms of absolution includes the words, "God, the Father of mercies, through the death and resurrection of his Son, has reconciled the world to himself and sent the Holy Spirit among us for the forgiveness of sins through the ministry of the church. May God give you pardon and peace." And I'm not a priest, and this is not confession, so I can't do it any more justice than just explaining it. You have to experience it. Pardon is the action of giving or being forgiven for an error or an offense. Contrary to popular opinion, a pardon is not a removal of a crime. It is the removal of the consequences of a crime. A convicted criminal is set free and all rights restored through a pardon. That doesn't mean the crime went away, but the punishment has been removed. This pardon, our pardon, brings with it also peace. Although the sin has happened, we are pardoned. We are forgiven. The consequences of damnation are gone. But sometimes we beat ourselves up over a sin, even once we have confessed it. The peace given is between us and the Trinity. We are at peace with God. Because of the broken condition of humanity, we may not be at peace with ourselves. We may need to keep working on that peace. We still have the fact of the sin having happened, and that we did it, and the memory of the sin. The peace with ourselves sometimes is harder to come by. When that happens, the memory pops into our head. Work on not to remember the sin, but seek to remember that pardon for the sin. Not a pardon from some governor or some president, but the maker and creator of the universe. For the true peace with ourselves, strive to go the way of the Lord. Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." Remember that through reconciliation, we are restored to our places as sons and daughters of God the Father, through the great saving grace of his Son, in loving communion with the Holy Spirit. As we see through the lives of the saints and martyrs, Jesus came to earth to bring us heavenly peace. And with heavenly peace in our lives, we here on earth are better able to live that true peace at all times in our lives.